Released the Ayakut. I probably air. I actually didn't think about all these last names. What? How are you supposed to pronounce that? Welcome to the Anna Clan. We're reviewing the Suicide Squad, not Suicide Squad or Suicide Squad 2. The Suicide Squad with a the in front of it. Confused? You bloody should be. I'm your host, Noel Dong, aka Doc Dong, calling the shots from Portland, Oregon. Our resident male model, Herwin, is out this week doing a workshop for modeling, I assume. I don't know. Anything he does outside of my conversations with him is modeling. So, and but yeah, all the best of luck on modeling. But never fear, other people are here in the Melbourne, Australia studio. It's our hater in chief, a little under the weather due to having his first vaccination. It's Johan Carrasco.
How's it going?
Good, good. We have not one but two return guests this week to chat about the Suicide Squad. Chatting in from Wisconsin, it's Brittany, aka Bling Bling. And also, she's dressed up like Harley Quinn.
because I can.
Because she can, and I made her. No, I didn't. And with the most comic knowledge out of all of us combined, which actually isn't saying a lot for us, he works for Marvel. Is it Marvel Studios still?
Disney, I should have asked now.
Disney now. Ooh, he went up. He went up the food chain. So he works for Disney. So no bias in the reviews today from him. The softest of the soft that ever softed. It's Helios.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Thanks for coming on again, man. Don't be a dick. Please like, comment, and subscribe. So this movie came out. Movie was very well reviewed. It got a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. But the audience score was 83%. And despite that, I think they didn't do that well in theaters, but a lot of people aren't these days, given the nature of everything. I don't know if it was a bad thing that they released all their movies on HBO Max without having to pay extra. I personally I prefer that because I don't have to pay extra to watch the damn movie. But there was a certain aspect of it where I was like, oh, I wish I was watching this in the theater because it's so big. It's that kind of movie, I thought. So just a quick little background. This movie was supposed to be directed by David Ayer, who directed the first Suicide Squad. And then he just says, he was like, I'm going to go direct the Gotham City Sirens, from what I read on Wikipedia. And then now, it's funny because now Gotham City Sirens apparently is going to be directed by James Gunn anyway, the director of this one. So it's and now he's like, oh, can you release the Ayer cut of my thing because you messed up my cut of the movie? And like all these, so today I saw these scripts released, like leaked, that he leaked, but he didn't say he leaked because he'll get in trouble, of his script, and apparently it's shit. It's not looking very good for him. So I don't think he's the best director for this because I actually watched the first one yesterday for the first time, and oh my god, it's a train wreck. Like I really didn't like it. But it didn't help that I watched this one first, I want to say. I obviously enjoyed this. Did you guys? Did you enjoy this, soft boy? No bias.
Yeah, no bias. For some background, one of my employees was James Gunn's assistant for this movie, so she helped design like the little fish that King Shark attacks, and she's in it. She's in the last part holding a dog with Bloodshot's daughter. But I loved it. I was very surprised how much I enjoyed it. I should say.
Oh, she's in the. That's oh, she's actually watching the TV.
Yeah,
I've got to freeze frame that, and I like
the dog. Yeah,
friend of soft. That's cool. That's what a tidbit. We're trying to get Herwin into movies by just willing it into existence. No, we're actually actively trying.
I think he's actively trying.
He's actively trying, but he's having a bit of setback. But yeah, put Herwin in the movie so we can be in his entourage.
There you go.
Did you enjoy it, Bling? Imagine you say no and you dressed up as Harley Quinn.
I'm just like, hey everybody, I'm just here to look cool. No, I liked it. I liked it a lot. So this actually, I have seen the first one, although it's been a really long time, and I don't think I hated it as much as everybody else did, but it's been a long time. So But this one, yeah, this one was definitely better. I actually also just watched Birds of Prey too, because it's all on HBO, and I really liked that too. So that was where I was like, I'm gonna do the. That was when I started doing the pictures where I was like, I'm gonna do the pigtails and dress up like Harley Quinn, and that's where that came from. But anyway,
yeah,
Noel didn't really make me do it. It did not take that much prompting. I was like, oh darn.
I was like, oh hey, I saw on her story, Instagram stories, and I was like, oh, hey, maybe you want to dress like that.
That was like 2 nights ago. I was watching Birds of Prey, and I had also had a lot of wine and was like recording myself. And I was like, I did do these pigtails. But anyway, that's the backstory of that. I liked relevant. It. Sorry. It's very relevant.
We got there in the end.
In the end, yes. The answer everyone was waiting for with bated breath. I did, in fact, like this film that we're reviewing today.
Jerry, what do you reckon? What do you think about that?
Yeah, first off, hello chat.
Hello Felicity. Hello Brittany. Hello. Hey Nedsko. We haven't seen you in a while.
I enjoyed it a lot. But it's funny because I probably wouldn't have watched it if it didn't get good reviews. Like, I probably would have gone up after watching the first one.
Or we had to review it on this episode.
That. But if it was... After watching, I was pretty scarred from the first one. That if I didn't know this one was going to be that good, I probably would have had no interest to watch it. But I'm glad I watched it because I quite thoroughly liked it. So,
yeah. I agree. Like, the reviews really make a difference whether or not people go watch things.
Yeah.
I mean, the only ones that I guess like break that trend would be like the Fast and Furious movies. Like, no one gives a shit about the reviews. It's like, oh, hey, bro.
Going anyway.
Yeah, I'm going. No, I don't care. I don't even read the reviews. I'm going to go watch that. But like, this is, I mean, especially DC movies in general, like, they've had such a bad track record that I agree. Like, I wouldn't have like actively gone out. Well, I didn't go out and see it. I just turned on HBO Max and watched it. It was a lot easier for us in the States.
I would not have sat down on my couch.
Yeah.
Even with Birds of Prey, like, I heard it was okay. But because I really didn't like the first one, I was like, I'm not going to sit through more of that again. Because I thought it was going to be more of the same. So, I was like, I really can't do it. But yeah, this one was overwhelmingly positive, the reviews, so...
Yeah. Another thing I'll just mention too, like, because James Gunn was fired from Marvel Studios, and this was actually what he did after he got fired, because like DC was like, oh hey, he's not busy now. And like, maybe you want to direct this movie, and he helped write and direct it, and he actually has that sort of signature sort of James Gunniness to it, and like, and it just works. This sort of I guess this sort of story, like the ragtag team of people who don't like bad guys, who no one gives a shit about saving the world. It just works for him. Like he already did it with like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
That sort of ragtag group of people that just go and save the world. It just really works. Like, and that humor, I really like. I really like that. I would like to see more of this sort of trend of like out there directors like Taika Waititi, who's actually in this movie,
yeah.
And like James Gunn. Doing these sorts of things. I think James Gunn's already like lined up to do a future one. I think they already talked about it. But I actually want to see someone else do it just for lols. Can Taika do it? I actually want to see Edgar Wright do it, because he got effed in the A with Ant-Man, and and his signature style was like so. Well, I found it really big in that Ant-Man movie, and then next thing you know, they're hiring all these quirky directors at Marvel. So I'm like, man, he got shafted by that. So, which kind of sucks. I think James Gunn got fired because the Fox News attacked him because of his outspoken views on Trump. But I would like to, this is the only time I'll ever say this, but thank you, Fox News, for doing that, because otherwise this movie would not have happened. It's the only time I'll ever say it.
Yeah, take
the only time I'll thank you, Fox News. And I know softwares work for Fox News too, so it's just kind of funny me saying that.
I work for them, but I have no love for that network at all.
Yeah.
He's like, keep talking. Yeah, spill the tea.
Yeah. No. Good thing you said that, because I made it sound like you were something else.
But I think something that the Suicide Squad did so much better than the first was just caring about the characters that it had. despite us not knowing anything about, like, for the most part, like you said, they're all like no name C-list, D-list characters. And, you know, it's just watching the first one that you never really like care for these characters.
Yeah, you don't have time.
Harley Quinn and maybe Deadshot. The rest of them were like, I don't even remember who they were. I think Killer Croc was in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas like,
King you had a really big head.
Like, yeah, it's like they just they have this way of, or Gunn has this really good way of like, kind of reinventing some of these characters and making them, giving them these quirks that people like kind of latch on to. You know what I mean? Because King Shark and a lot of these characters aren't exactly the same as their comic book counterparts, but because they're so not well known, I guess he's able to like mold them into this new thing and make them popular. It's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of like most of these Polka Dot Man. Like, who the hell's that? Like,
even the actor is, he's always, you called him the unstable guy. He's again that type of character again, but I don't know, it worked.
He's really good at playing that guy, though. like in The Dark Knight, like I remember him.
Yeah,
like,
because of
even
that,
though he's like, yeah, because of it's that like, little role he did, like
a 2 minute screen time in The Dark Knight. But yeah, you remember him. Yeah,
but you remember him because you're like, oh, it's just like, I think most of his roles have been like an unstable dude.
Yeah.
Like actually the next movie he's gonna be in that I'm aware of anyway is the Dune one. He's gonna play, I think I'm pretty sure he's gonna play an unstable dude.
I think a lot of people are unstable in that movie, that's like the point. But
yeah.
But like what Helios was saying, like with the first one, Rick Flagg was like, I didn't care anything about him. His character was crap.
I did not give a shit about him. Yeah.
He's so good in this The Suicide Squad. It's like a lot more likable.
You know, yeah, like when he got killed, I was like, oh shit. Yeah. I really cared. I actually cared about him this one.
Yeah.
They gave it heart.
Even who's that yucky actor? Jai Courtney, the one we don't like. Killer Croc?
No, he's a boomerang. Captain Boomerang.
Killer Croc. Boomerang. Like, I don't really like him in the first
any
one.
Other
he
movie.
Was, he was bearable. He was bearable in the second.
I must say, I mean, to be fair, he died really quickly in the first one. Maybe that helped. Yeah, like I said, Jerry and I agree on this. We don't really care much for Jai Courtney as an actor. Yeah. He's fellow Aussie, but he sucks and everything is in. But the thing is what's funny is like I was laughing at it because when I saw him, I was like, oh, Jai Courtney's in this.
And I was then, like, oh, I man, like, Jai Courtney. I was like, it was funny when you watched the trailer, I don't think I even saw him in the trailer. I saw Pete Davidson. I'm not a big Pete Davidson fan. I go, oh, man, this guy, I'm just annoyed by his voice and everything like that. I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm going to like this until the good reviews came out. But yeah, like I found it okay. Like I found him okay in but yeah, you had Jai, and then you saw Jai Courtney at the start. I'm like, what a yucky cast, man. But like, and then I thought, oh, maybe these are just like the, because I heard there was a lot of dying in it, so I'm like, oh, these guys are dead.
Well, that's what they did with
these guys are dead.
when the trailer came out, they were like, people were just listing, oh, this guy's dead, this guy's dead, this guy's dead, this guy's dead. Because then they showed the cast and they showed like it was like a poster or something they released on Twitter or something, but it's just the cast is insanely long. There's so many famous people in this. But yeah, I mean, I agree with the Jai Courtney thing. Like I said, I'm going to reiterate this. I don't like you in any of these things, Jai Courtney. But then the thing is, like, the only thing he's good at is him playing an Australian, and he already is Australian, so it's not really good acting. It's like, he's already an Australian guy, and I just cranked up his Aussie accent a bit more, and that's what you get, Captain Boomerang. I actually wanted to see more of him in this because the boomerang weapon and the CGI for it looked better than the last one. Because I was watching the last one, I was like, he threw the boomerang and went boom into something, and it's like they didn't really make an effort. But this one, actually, the boomerang's flying around, slices the head guy's head in half, and I was like, oh, here we go. And then he got killed. So, immediately. It was a bloodbath. Go on, sorry.
Oh, no, I was about to just keep commenting on the bloodbath, so continue.
I mean,
because I want to talk about that.
It's the movie. I know, just more of a, and also like I forgot this movie was an R-rated movie. I was telling Softbo before, but I forgot, and like And then it wasn't until the boomerang like sliced that dude's head in half. I was like, oh yeah, it's heartbreaking. Like, but then that's actually when I was more invested into it. Because I wasn't sure. I mean, I kind of chuckled at the did you know the weasel couldn't swim when they dropped him in there?
I quite like
that. Whole opening sequence, I was just dying the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, I'm the same with Pete Davidson. I cannot decide if I like him or hate him, to be honest. But, like, him just sitting there and he's like, is this a dog next to me? And they're like, bruh.
It's a werewolf.
He's trying to get out. He's trying to get
out. Actually, no, I like
he's totally harmless. I mean, he's killed 27 children, but like, like he's fine.
Actually liked, of all, surprisingly, like, I actually like what Jai Courtney says after. Oh, you think this is a dog? Like,
what kind of dog is this?
What kind of dog do you think this is? Like, when he did that, I was like, oh, that's actually kind of funny.
You can die now. That's the best thing you've done.
Your contribution was well received, and now you can die.
Wow, we are shitting on him. Maybe just me and Joe. I personally don't mind Pete Davidson, like, but mainly because I actually don't mind his comedy. He just kind of sits there and just talks. Mm. I was watching this. It was a Wired. It wasn't an autocomplete interview. It was like with John Cena and him and Pete Davidson, and they were reviewing like exercise machines or something, and John Cena, to his credit, he's wearing that Peacemaker outfit to every interview he's in. He's like, he is promoting the shit out of this movie. And also the fact that I think it's a spin-off. There's going to be a TV series with him.
Peacemaker, yeah.
Yeah, the Peacemaker, HBO Max, which I'm looking forward to. I actually quite liked his character. I actually didn't care much for John Cena before. And then after watching this, I'm like, oh, cool. Well, I actually liked his character. He's such a, what was that thing? Like he said, the thing is like, oh, it's cool if what you're showing off is dope as fuck.
No, but it's like, fuck. The thing with John Cena is like his roles when he's like sort of like comedic or like in Trainwreck. He was good. I liked him in Trainwreck. But when he's too serious, like the Marine or Fast and Furious,
it's
stupid, but when he's a bit silly,
He's not taking himself too seriously.
He's really good when he's like that.
Yeah, when he's himself. Yeah. Sorry, Felicity said, bro, why did they kill my boy Weasel? He came back, but he ain't gonna have to go out like that. What would they do with it?
Yeah, I want to know what his ability is.
Like licking a window. <What's that?
laughs> Making horrifying noises. Like I. God.
Maybe soft nose. Sorry.
What would he have done? Like, how would Weasel have contributed to
scare people? What do weasels do?
Distraction? Like, yeah.
They can go into small holes.
So what do they do? Are weasels the one that... No, no, it's a mongoose that can kill snakes. Like,
yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
So he killed children, is that what they said? He killed children.
Yeah, he killed 27 or something kids or something. Yeah.
That was the one thing I was thinking of at the end when he got back up and he started to like waddle away. I was like, oh no, the children on that island.
Yeah, they just survived this massacre and now...
Yeah, starfish and now...
The weasel.
Followed by the weasel child killer.
Jump off what we were talking about with John Cena, that's what kind of why I enjoyed this role so much for him, because and also the movie almost even more so than the first few Guardians is because I think this movie has a really good balance when it comes to the comedy moments and the times where it needs to be serious. Whereas, like, when you look at Guardians 2, there are times when someone dies and then, like, they make jokes about it the very next scene. But in this, like, when the chapter where it's, like, Dirty Little Secrets, that whole thing was, like, very serious. And, like, they all played it very serious and it worked pretty well. And I enjoyed that about it.
Yeah. And I like how, like, and comedically they show that Peacemaker has this certain... aspect to him, though. Like they point out, like I'll do anything for peace. I'll, like I'll eat a bag of dicks, like what he said on the beach. But also the beach full of dicks. Yeah, like that sort of that. Even though they introduced that as a comedy thing, but then later on they went serious with it because they're like, oh, you'll do anything for peace, like to the point of like silencing this massacre on like the population of this this island. So it's then it got serious. Like I actually agree. Like that's sort of like the balance of that, the between the humor and the heart was really good.
Man, but why did he kill Robocop like that, man?
Hey, hey, he was going to kill him. But yeah, actually, I was reading this thing that Joel Kinnaman, like, got, like, he is way bigger in this one than in the first Suicide Squad. But he was, like, training really hard for it. And then, like, he gets to the set and, like, John Cena is way bigger than him. I just think it's funny. Like,
yeah, that fight scene where he's, like, on top of him, like, strangling him. I was, like, this, when they did the side shot. Yeah, I was like, when they did the side shot, I'm like, he could legitimately throw you off of him so easy.
Right, yeah. Like, his neck's too thick for that pole.
It's like the pole's just bending around him.
Like, his arms are like jacked. It's like this. He can't do anything, Joel.
You tried it, Joel.
Yeah. But yeah, I actually, even though I said I wasn't as invested until that head got sliced open. There was, I liked how they introduced the fact that how quickly they introduced, like, hey, we put bombs in your heads. They'll blow up if you don't do what we tell you to do. Way faster than like the first movie. Because the first movie was like, I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to list all the characters and take like 30 minutes on this. Yeah. Versus like, just get to the meat and bones of this thing, get straight to the action. Because I'm not interested in hearing all this crap. So this did a lot. The pacing was way better on this. So you could fill it with other things, like more humor. Man, there's way too much I liked. Sorry, I just go on, but like there was that thing where they killed all the camp, and they turned out they realized they were good guys at the end.
Yeah. that was so
hilarious. Stark just comes in and he's just chomping on something, like, what's up in here?
Yeah. And just kill all the dudes. They're freedom fighters. Like,
We didn't see any of them.
Why didn't they alert me of your arrival? It's like, oh, we didn't see anyone.
There weren't any. Yeah, they were gone. Killed everyone.
But yeah, that dark humor is so, like, wow, I love that dark humor. It's so good. Mm-hmm. So Felicity said, one of my favorite parts was, do you see who that is? It's your mom.
Yeah, every time they cut to, like, and it's seriously when they went to the bar, like, the gentleman's club. It took me a really long time to realize that, like, they morphed into his mom when that dude was dancing. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Everyone is turning. I mean, they did a really good job with the CG for that. Like, they did. Is it like a deep fake or something? But then they also have to morph the body.
That actor, I was going to say, that shape. Actress probably had so much fun with that. Like, all right, now you're in this outfit and you're dancing over here.
Yeah. I'm just thinking the casting call for that is like, we need a mom face. Like, we want to put on people.
Other people's for mom types.
Yeah. Was it in their 50s to 60s? I don't know how old. Actually, it should be a lot older. Yeah,
you have to clarify, because if you make that casting call, then it's like 20-year-old actresses are showing up and they're like, no, we mean like real mom
types. No, like not like fake mom. Not cosplay.
Hollywood mom. Yeah. Hot mom. Like,
not hot mom. Like actual mom. Like, yeah. Did you guys have any favorite characters? Like,
yes.
Helios, yeah.
Weasel.
The weasel.
The introduction of Weasel was so good. You can actually, like, on my Instagram story, I put that up because I did, like, do some reaction shots of it, and I was, like, saying something, and in the middle of the sentence, he comes off the truck and he, like, is shrieking, and I just stopped what I was doing and was like, what is happening?
He's just screaming.
I know. I seriously was like, my soul, like, left my body. I was like, what in the actual hell?
It was his, Sean Gunn, his brother, that does the mocap for most of his things. So he was doing that. Yeah.
His little waddle is so good.
Yeah. And I really like that. King Shark for the win. So Felicity's King Shark. Team King Shark, sorry.
Is it Nanawi or whatever? Or
Nanawi?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nanawi.
Is that Hawaiian? It sounds Hawaiian.
He's like a god or something, an ocean god.
Descendant of the shark god or something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Helios, you were gonna say who your favorite was.
Oh, gosh.
Other than Weasel.
My two favorites had to have been like Ratcatcher 2 and King Shark, but like I'll throw out Rick Flag like as a special
honorary mention.
Yeah.
I'd say Rick Flag. Like... Yeah. Like, I actually cared about him. Yeah.
That's yours?
Yeah, I'll probably say Rick Flag.
Joel Kinnaman.
Joel Kinnaman, Robocop. Yeah.
Robocop. Bling, did you have your favorite?
I don't know. Did I? No. I really do like Harley, but I feel like a lot of people are like, well, that's kind of a basic answer. No, I really liked Ratcatcher 2.
No, so Ratcatcher 1's my favorite, sorry.
This is true, yeah, this is true. I didn't realize that was him until that second flashback when they're like up on the tower or whatever. Because the first one I just wasn't really paying attention to like what he looked like. And then the second one was like, hold up, was that him the whole time?
Well, I watched not too long ago. Have you seen Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched that again not too long ago. And because, yeah,
that's a good movie.
It's so good. Because that's how he is, isn't it? You know that comedic style where they're like, it's sort of over the top how they act? Like Full Frontal, which they wouldn't know what Full Frontal is.
It's an Aussie sketch show.
It's like a sketch. The way they act is a bit more over the top. And he's sort of like that in Boy. And that's why every time I see him now, I feel... He's in that sketch mode. He's like, because when I saw him all dressed up as Ratcatcher 1, I was like, he's like memeing it. You know what I mean? Same thing with Eric Banner, because I don't know if these guys know, Eric Banner is a comedian in Australia.
He used to do comedic work.
He used to be in that that Full Frontal or Fast Forward show, and then when he became a Hollywood actor. No one could take him seriously because he was like, he's doing like sketches again. It looked like he was like putting it on. And that's what I thought of when I saw Taika Waititi.
Really?
Yeah, like, no, because I just, I'll watch Boy and you see him like, I don't know, the way he's acting in that.
He's like a heroin addict or something.
Remember in Boy when he, so he's the father of the boy. Remember when Boy has his jacket and he's like showing it off to his friends, and then he comes around in his car and is like, what are you doing, Boy? And he's like, oh, like all angry, and then he's like stomping around everywhere like an idiot. And it just it looked comedic to me. Didn't look that serious. Yeah.
Yeah. So everything you see in
it's like a sketch. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of his style, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's sort of like his style.
But I guess he went more serious in this particular. I mean, he wasn't showing up that much, really.
He's just
smiling. I was thinking, like,
but just OD and then training some rats. Like.
Yeah. They must have a thing for casting like Maori actors in Hollywood as
they can do anything.
Any nationality.
Yeah, Cliff Curtis, the biggest.
Cliff Curtis, the biggest. He's a Maori. He's like anything. He plays anything.
Played a Colombian. Plays Arabic.
And this, and then Taika's playing a Portuguese father. Yes.
Right.
When I saw him, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. But I mean, it didn't really matter. I mean, the flashbacks were all like fuzzy and stuff until the end.
Cliff Curtis also played, it was more closer to his roots in Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, no, he played Samoan. He played a Samoan in Hobbs and Shaw, yeah. But yeah, I don't know what my point was before. I forgot. Now I'm stuck on Boy.
Boy.
Yeah. I mean, I do recommend
a lot Boy.
Yeah, we could. I mean, my favorite, I agree, it was like Ratcatcher 2. And also, I actually like Peacemaker, just more because, like, he had these comedy moments, like this thing was like, oh, do you know, like, starfish is also a slang term for butthole. Like, just things like that.
Has a connection? Yeah.
Do you think there's a connection? And the thing is like, why would you say that? But it's just clever. Like, I think John Cena flourishes in roles where the director works, like, can do it in his favor. So that really worked in this scenario. And I think also James Gunn's doing the actual TV series, right? He's directing and writing it.
He wrote it.
Yeah, the Peacemaker one. So that I'm all for that. I want to see more of that shit. but Ratcatcher 2 is like the heart and soul of this. This is like a, I guess to me, she was an unknown actor, and she's great. She's really pretty too. Like that worked in my favor too. Like, I'm like, oh my god, I'm in love. Like, Jesus Christ. It's funny. Like, A mate of ours, Iris, who's probably asleep now because it's really early and, oh, well, like late early, like in like, I think it's like 2 a.m. or something in the Netherlands. Her girlfriend is Portuguese. And then when I'm like, oh, she's Portuguese. And I was like, hey, check this chick out. I just send her a text like immediately. And she's like, I want to watch this movie, but she's waiting till her girlfriend comes home. Her Portuguese girlfriend, so I can watch it together and check out this same chick. And then I'm waiting for her to come, like, watch it so we can, like, ogle her together.
I need you.
But yeah, she's got this sort of, I mean, it's probably her, the way she acts and stuff. Like, she's actually can pull off this sort of, like sleepy slash, like she still wants to be friends with people. So I think it's hard to describe, but she did it really well. Like, I didn't think I would like a character that controls rats out of all things.
Right.
That just worked. Yeah. I'm like, wow, who'd have thought the hardest level would be some rat controlling person?
Rats, man.
Yeah. Rats of all people.
Of all people. Rats are people too.
Yeah. But then also, I think that actual sort of thing that tied in really well was the fact that people think of rats as like they're just scum of the earth and stuff, which is basically a mirror to the Suicide Squad themselves, that they're the scum of the earth, but they're capable of so much more. And this is like really, that was really well done. That's a,
yeah, that moment where it's like, yeah, themes, if they can do this, then yeah.
Yeah. I must say though, the rats were too big on the starfish thing because on Starro, because I was looking at the, like the little proportion thing, like, man, these rats are huge now. Like look how big they are. Because when they pan out and they're showing the thing getting swarmed, I'm like, wow, these rats are like the size of bears.
New York massive.
Yeah, they are. They have, like, have you seen the pizza rat?
Oh my
god! Yeah, those pizza rat's friend. They were relatives.
Are they bigger than your dogs?
Maybe. They're weasel size.
Weasel.
Oh god!
Isn't there? I mean, they have the biggest rat in the world. It's what's it called? The what are they called? They're like a dog. Like they have actual rats that size.
Oh my god!
These species of them. You've never heard of them?
Oh, like the rodent, like a capybara.
A capybara, yeah. Those are the largest rodents in the world. They're pretty big. They're kind of like a bigger, like a really like a big
guinea pig. They look like a guinea pig. They're
but
cute.
They're huge. Yeah, I mean, they're cool. Was that sorry?
I've seen like those what's the capybaras or whatever. They have really weird feet.
They look like hooves.
They're like bushy, and then it's just like feet.
Right.
And then it's just like feet. That's what a good description. Like, oh, it just made me think of something, like, because they were talking about Margot Robbie.
No.
Margot Robbie's feet.
Oh god.
Because I think the Tarantino thing, like how he's all like into feet, and he kept showing Margot Robbie's feet in
Once Upon a Time. Yeah.
But then there's the scene where she's like chained up and being tortured by that guy, the idiot who turns around and is still close to her. What an idiot. Who does that? You know she's going to get you.
Unconscious, yeah.
Like, yeah, and he's like sending emojis. The feet are the best part, he says. Felicity foot fetish daily.
Oh my god.
But yeah, like when she got the keys and then she unlocked the lock, that was actually her, apparently. Like, cause like she could do it and they let her do it. They didn't need a stunt person. I don't know why I went on that tangent. Maybe I'm a foot fetishist too.
So,
but like,
with
something you're trying to tell us
with Harley. Yeah. So I even had to look this up. What's her? I had to look up what her special powers were. Like, because looking at it, like, apparently she's got super strength. Apparently, right? But But that's the thing. Like, I was like, what? When I'm watched the first one, I'm like, what? Besides being psycho, what's her ability?
She really is.
She's hot. What? She's hot.
Psycho. That's all she is.
She's a giant hammer,
and all of a sudden she's really, like, really good at combat now as well.
She's really good at melee. It's like little stats on your game. Like, she's really good at melee. I don't know. She's good. She's
apparently good immune to toxins, and apparently she has super strength.
Where's the super strength coming from?
I don't know.
I thought it was like,
it's, you like, apparently, if you fall in toxin, if you fall in poison, you get super strength, apparently.
That means Joker has
it. That means Joker has it as well. Yeah.
Joker is swole. I don't know.
That's maybe what I always wonder. So like,
you get really good abs.
Like when watching it, I'm like, man, why is she killing everyone? Isn't she just a normal person? Just got bleached. That's what I thought.
Yeah, she can fuck someone up, Felicity said. I guess I already look at the because Bloods actually likes Bloodsport too. Honorable mention. They're still regular humans. Like yeah. I like how they joked like Peacemakers is exactly the same thing, but better. I can shoot the bullet through the bullet holes without touching the sides. But they're basically normal people too. Like more normal. Peacemaker.
What about unstable?
They're all unstable.
No, but you got
some of them are unstable than others. So.
What's his name? Polka Dot. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's honorable mention too, because I actually like David. What's his last name? I can never pronounce his last name. Mastalkin or something like that.
Is that what his name is?
David Dasmalkin. I think that's how you say it.
Is that his name? Okay.
Yeah.
But what, he's real, like, real name? Real name? Like the actor's name?
Yeah, that's his name. Okay. That's his actor's name.
Okay, now we can look him up.
David Dasmalkin. So the Eastern European dude in Ant-Man movies as well. Yeah. That dude's in everything. So he's been on DC, then he flipped to Marvel, and then he's back on DC. He's probably going to be the next back to DC again. I don't know if he can go back to DC now though, because he got crushed by the starfish. But yeah, like I wasn't sure where they were going with that guy, but like they had to kill him like so fast because his powers are too good. He would have wiped out the starfish.
Why didn't he just release all those dots to the eye of that starfish?
Like immediately.
Straight away. Just aim at the eye. You know that's the weak point.
Shooting all the little pro ones out. Like, oh, guess who's about to show like what he's going to do? And then he just like was not there.
It costs too much for the budget to release those dots. There's too many colors. It's hard for the artist to do it, to paint them all in. Like, but he's another one that you're like, oh, he had his redemption sort of arc. And I'm guessing he killed his mom.
He got to take down his mom.
Yeah.
Or at least her ankle.
Yeah. I like that they show they cut to the starfish and it's like it's his mom as well.
She's like punching the building. I was like, yeah, I get it, lady.
Oh, so well done. And I the whole time I didn't know Stallone was King Shark. I didn't know. Like I was listening. Then later I'm listening back. I'm like, oh, it is him. Like, but I didn't really think.
Yeah, but even I knew it was him. But then I was like. Does it really sound like
it? Doesn't sound like him.
They kind of edited it a bit, right? Because you can tell they warp the voice. I guess because like the throat's bigger or something, or they have to make him sound like he's how I was before when I had it on 48 hertz or whatever it was.
That's probably what they did.
I should have left it on 48 hertz. It's what happens. I made my voice really deep before we started recording. Felicity said he didn't have to go out like that either. I only felt like a superhero, yeah. The polka dot man.
I'm a superhero.
I think.
But no, really when it's. Oh, go on.
That, like, all these characters are so, like, C-list. Like, almost any of them were, like, safe to die, basically. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
Harley was probably the safest character in this, but, like, everyone else, I was like, oh, God, please don't kill King Shark. Please don't kill Ratcatcher right here.
Oh, no, there's a point where she was making friends with him and shaking his hand, but that was a little too long.
Yeah,
the handshaking. It was just a little bit too long, and she's smiling.
She's gonna die.
Don't let the cutie die.
You know how he goes, you wouldn't eat your friends or whatever. And I felt like he got scarred from those fish, like those fishes that were attacking him. So I thought, she's dead. Ratcatcher's dead. Because
they're all dead now.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought as well.
Like feeding frenzy sort of scenario.
He's been betrayed.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I don't know where I was going with that. Ratcatcher 2, you have my heart. Well, not really. My wife does. but you're going to heal off. Don't share it. Make sure you share it. Yeah, I did this. I noticed they did that with Groot. Speaking of King Shark before and Sly Stallone, the voice is different. So I think because when you think about Groot doesn't really sound like Vin Diesel, does he?
No, Vin Diesel's that good of an actor, man. He can do it.
Yeah,
he can
do it. No idea. Granted, Rocket doesn't sound like Bradley Cooper to me. So.
Yeah, same.
Bradley Cooper's putting on a voice though, isn't he? Like, is I can see him.
But I'm like,
have you seen the behind the scenes?
You're doing, it's just, I am Groot.
Like. Vin Diesel's only got one voice.
And they have to push the sliders to change the voice. Yeah, he doesn't sound like a tree.
Didn't he do it in like all of the languages or something though? Like he did a bunch of the voiceovers, yeah. Like "Yo soy Groot," like
"Yo soy Groot." But yeah, apparently he did. Like I was watching. I think I was ages ago. It was like it must have popped up in like Instagram TV or Reels or whatever the shit is, where they just show like them talking. But yeah. So the other thing, speaking of King Shark, anyway, I'm guessing they didn't put a bomb in his neck because every weapon they shoot at him, he doesn't get. It doesn't break the skin. The only thing that broke the skin was those weird jellyfish things.
Fishes.
He lost his mate. Did you say that already? That your mate helped make those? Are you allowed to say that? Yeah. Pretty neat. I didn't think they were necessary, but pretty neat. I'm guessing they may have just made him think that he has a bomb inside him. Like how, like otherwise it doesn't work. Because he's not that smart. So maybe that they just controlled him by being smarter than him. I don't know. Otherwise it doesn't work.
I don't know, but he was adorable.
Yeah, killing all those people. Eating all those people.
Like, debriefing, like, meeting, and they're all, you know, like, hanging out in the auditorium, and they're, like, asking questions, and it's like, oh, that's also butthole, and then he just, like, yes, Nanawe, hand, and she's like, yes, that is your hand, and I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Felicity said, man fell from the top of 30-story building, and he's fine, exactly. Yeah, I didn't think he was going to die.
They shot at him, and it was just, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I thought he was dead.
I did, too, because he wasn't moving, yeah.
I didn't. I thought he was just a little stunned.
And then it was like, so sad. He's like covering his little face.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Helios. What do you say?
I kept thinking he was gonna die. Like when they first started attacking him, I was and all that blood was in the water. I was like, oh no, he's dead. And
he
then
dead.
He fell off the boat. And I was like, oh no, he's dead. And
then he's really dead.
And they're shooting him. And he's dead.
He's more dead than before.
I thought those fishes killed him. I thought those fishes initially killed him. But yeah, and when he fell off, I was like, oh, he's definitely dead.
Yeah, they penetrated his skin, so...
He's like a less strong Hulk, basically.
Yeah. With teeth.
Yeah.
And a taste for human flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
shout out to TDK, which I actually thought... When I heard TDK, I thought there's a brand TDK. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
It does amazing things.
Does
anyone know? Maybe it's an Australian brand. Like I remember it was like tape decks. Like you get tape decks and they were TDK. That's what I thought when I saw that. But it was like
blank CDs.
Old blank CDs.
I was pissing myself when he's like his arms go off and then he's just slapping them. And then later on, they're shooting his arms. And he's like, ah!
Yeah. He's just writhing on the ground.
He feels everything. What a shit superpower.
I don't know. That's what I was like. What a dumb power.
Put like guns in his hand before you detach them. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, do something. He's like smacking him around. Then he's like, but I was so funny. Just Kim screaming while they're shooting his arms. Oh, man.
Was it the Nathan Fillion character?
Yeah,
that was Nathan Fillion. Shout out to Nathan Fillion.
They had lots of good like actors that were there for like 5 seconds.
Seriously, yeah. They were there to die. Yeah,
and they all die. I mean, I know Fulula Borg from like the YouTube, and also he had an interview thing with Kobe that is actually hilarious. I recommend you watch that. And also, I think he's in the Pitch Perfect too. It's like I don't understand that javelin thing. Like, you can shoot at the dude's eye without penetrating, but for some reason the javelin can go through it. Then I looked up the character. What's he called? The Javelin.
He's just literally Javelin, yeah.
He's called Javelin. And like I was trying to look at his powers and it's like Olympic level athlete can throw a javelin well. Like what, that's it? Like, and then I was trying to see if the javelin was like a special javelin, but it seemed like it's just a regular one.
Is it? Because it's like gold.
Yeah, so it's got ornate stuff on it. Yeah. So they make you think it's special, I guess. But you don't know anything about it. But I guess what he said, what'd he say? like you're worthy of this javelin, but then he got cut off before he finished.
When Harley had the javelin and she was gonna she jumped into the eye with it, before she did that, I was like, oh, just throw the javelin at the eye, just throw it, then go in with it.
He didn't have to. Maybe it made the hole bigger for the rats, but the rats would have gone in anyway.
Yeah. So. He is in fact nuts, so...
Yeah. Shout out to the CG for Bloodsport's suit. That was sick. Like, him pulling out the guns and they're just forming. I think it was nano machinery or something. They don't explain it.
Just kept, like, building on, yeah.
Yeah, and he just pulling it out. That's way better. I mean, basically, he's the same-ish character to... what's the other one? Deadshot. In the other movie,
yeah,
but just way better. When I was watching Suicide Squad yesterday, I was like, man, I don't think Will Smith is right for this role. He wasn't. I don't know if it was because he was poorly directed, but then it didn't seem like he was right for it. And there's even this part where he just jumps on the car and he's just shooting like that.
He's become one of those guys, man. He's not moving. One of those guys that were like a Russell Crowe. They're in movies where you're like, why are you doing this? Like, what's happened to your career?
Wasn't there some King Richard movie he's gonna be in? Like,
oh my god! The Williams sisters.
The dad.
He's the dad or something.
Is he the dad?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Or the coach or something. I can't remember. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
why is he in all those movies now? I don't get it.
I don't know. But like, I didn't work for him, but I just like, in terms of like, he was just shooting like this and then he turned around and was like, oh yeah, that's what I do or something. I can't remember what the line was, but I'm like, you just stood there and shot it. And then whereas you watch this Bloodsport thing, he's like pulling out all this shit and just shooting and like, it makes the gun bigger and he's shooting King Shark and stuff. It's more visceral. Like, I really like that.
Also, he's Idris Elba, so that helps.
with that BDE. But yeah, it's funny because he's like, look at our team of Americans, and then Idris Elba's the main guy and he's British. Like,
and they're looking for Portuguese. The Americans at the bar and he's super British and he's like, all right, everybody, calm down, it's me. And I was
Idris Elba came in here?
I even think about it that way.
Yeah.
No, like, Americans, we need to see your IDs. And then he's super British and was like, all right, everybody calm down.
Yeah, you're looking for me. It's like, yeah, and we're his American compatriots. Like, oh my God.
Cena was like, God damn it.
Yeah, the only super true blooded American is like, well. But yeah, like, one of them's Portuguese and one of them's like British. So that's I thought it was funny, but then in the end they get told what to do because of the bomb in their neck, so that doesn't really matter. They're representing America, I guess.
Well, it's funny because it's not like he can't do an American accent because he's done a lot of things as American with an American accent.
Nah, I prefer him with his British accent.
No, it was way better like that. I know, but
yeah. Have you seen Luthor? I recommend you watch Luthor.
Luthor's good.
It's so good. It's. I know. Yeah, you watched
the series.
It's so yuck. I thought you'd like a joke because the bad guys in that are so yuck. It's like, wow, imagine that being real. It's scary. what else was there? It was like, I actually didn't realize David Harbour was in the last one too. It's like random David Harbour in the background.
Is he?
Oh, strange. Yeah, he's in. He's in the first one. In this.
Unmemorable it was.
Yeah.
That was a movie in the cinema where I was like, hurry up and finish. And I was
in the theater.
I watched it in the theaters and I was like, hurry up. I just want to go home.
Just want to go home, just leave.
Oh, I guess it's like a late movie. Like, it was one of those, like, you know, like after work or whatever, like I had dinner and I go to the theaters and it's like, man, it's like I'm looking at my watch, it's like 11 p.m. Like, I just want to go home. I don't hurry up movie.
And I guess you paid for it, so you gotta want to hang up with it. I heard also with the King Shark character that the David Ayer guy wanted to have King Shark in his movie.
Lies.
But he couldn't because of the CG aspect. It was they weren't able to do it in before. I think this movie released in 2016. That one. Mm-hmm. They did Killer Croc, but with prosthetics. And it really shows how bad that was, though. It was so bad.
So bad.
And so it won bad. An Oscar for makeup. Like
it did? Yeah. Oscars are, I mean, I probably said this before, but Oscars are bullshit anyway. Yeah. They're so dumb. It's like self-congratulatory patting on the back, and then the people who judge them not even watching the movies anyways. So
I just recall, what do you call it? I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast, and then they did something about the Oscars, like betting on the Oscars, like what was going to win Best Picture. This is when Green Book won it, right? And then Bill Simmons is like, so his dad goes, what do you reckon? Oh, not his dad. I think they were talking about, like, what do you reckon would win it? And he goes, oh, it's probably a movie like what my dad would like, old white guys, because they're all the voters. So what's an old white guy movie? And they go Green Book, and they got it right. Green Book won it. Yeah, they go, what's a movie that old white guys would like to watch?
It seems to react to, it's like a stock market thing, right? Like, it reacts to what the general feeling is, and that's the one that ends up going.
Yeah, they lobby for it, right? Like, with Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star Is Born, like, A Star Is Born is by far a way better movie, in my opinion, than Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody was trash. But that, because they lobbied so hard on that to, with, like, I guess advertising and everything like that, it ended up winning. But apparently, A Star Is Born was, like, I think at the start they did, like some sort of, like, they didn't, I don't know, they said they didn't lobby as much at the end than at the start, but with Bohemian Rhapsody, they kept on lobbying it for the whole time and ended up winning because of that.
Well, I guess that's how America is with the elections and stuff too, so it kind of makes sense. I did like also the twist at the end with this, speaking of America, that the Americans were the bad guys, like they were the real ones. And also, they were the real ones, yeah. The
real one, America.
Yeah. More realistic, yeah.
Really, yeah.
I can't say it, and then I lose my green card. See you guys. Like, game deported. I like this movie. I'm trying to think of like other things. Like really small things, like I said with the TDK thing. TDK, that was a really bad slip up. TDK, how he like they just like randomly you see him getting his arms getting shot and he's like on the floor like that. What else was there?
Viola Davis did a fantastic job, but I mean it's Viola Davis, so.
But she just
she's the same as like in the other one though, right? Yeah,
kind of. I'm kind of glad that they relegated to her to in the room, like calling the shots rather than being out.
Yeah,
the field.
I loved that. I loved that.
I like that way better rather than getting caught by the whatever the hell that was at the end of the last one. Like, what is that? And she had tentacles on them, and there was like a beam of light in the sky for some reason. Like that, they didn't need that. But yeah, she's good. Was she ever in Marvel Studios? Was she in like Civil War? Was that her? Was that
someone else?
Yeah. Sorry, random aside thing. But like, I swear I've put a scene in like a Marvel Studios thing, or I'm like really mistaken. There's like little moments in this movie. Like, I mean, I think I've watched this again. Like, I watched it in total 2.5 times. I think it probably because I was like, we're gonna do this, but also like, and it's actually a pretty easy rewatch. I think.
Yeah, it's one that you can just have on the background. Like very.
You look back at that part, and then go back to what you're doing.
guess that's what's really good about it, right? It's like the story's not so, I guess what do you call it, convoluted. Like you don't need to pay attention too much. It's a basic storyline.
To understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's like some movies, like a Nolan film, like that you have to really pay attention. Even then you're like, what the hell just happened? Yeah.
Right. You got to pause and then go back. Cause you're like, I don't think I understood the paragraph they just said.
Or I have to watch this again to understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tenet movie.
Don't tell me. I still have to watch it, but I need to watch it again. Really...
I don't know what happened.
It's also on HBO Max. Tenet. T-E-N-E-T.
I just know it's going to be a lot.
It was funny because I was, while watching it, I was on Wikipedia trying to go, I'm going, why? It. I'm on Wiki trying to like read the plot really fast as well. And I just lose where I'm at. And then I have to like rewind it. And then
like this.
Yeah. I'm like rewinding it, pausing it on Wikipedia, trying to understand it. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Something is not computing here.
It's not computing. Apparently, even Tarantino said it was like that for him as well. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch it. That's my takeaway. I have to rewatch it.
Imagine having that power that you go like that. People are like, I have to rewatch this rather than going, this was shit. I didn't understand it immediately.
Yeah.
Like, imagine right, like, me being having that ability. But then you're like, oh, I'm going to rewatch this. Like, is that good? Are you a good director? I can't tell. I think he is. It's just like there's maybe he's getting. They're letting him do what he wants more now. I guess that it's maybe he's getting.
Or is it becoming? Is it becoming more like a M. Night where it's like he's now he was the guy that M. Night, the like twists. In the way. Hey,
the twists get in the way.
I was gonna say like pretentious.
That's a good word. Let me look that up.
let me get a thesaurus.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
Wikipedia while we're talking. It's like, oh.
He's quickly, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
But do you reckon that's what's become of Christopher Nolan now? He's like, I'm going to make this as messed up as possible now.
It might be.
That's what I'm known for, yeah.
Included in some of his more recent stuff. Like, it's like, I think Inception was like a good balance of like very, you have to pay attention to that, you know?
Yeah.
But some of his, like, I guess like Tenet is his newest stuff. It just seems very, very, very pretentious to the point where, or the convoluted to the point that it is pretentious, if that makes any sense.
I can see that. Yeah. I'm still looking at pretentious novel.
See, and I'm like, I just think of the Family Guy quote where it's like, it insists upon itself.
Like, yeah. It has to, yeah. Why do you just got to be like that? But then you got that of like, so I think, yeah, the M. Night is actually a very good, and now, well, even though it's another director, but I guess that's a good one because he was like, they think he's so good at the start.
Yeah.
And then as you go along, you're like, what are you doing? Maybe it's not that good. Yeah, maybe it's not as good as we thought.
You're expecting the twist right at the end all the time in his movies.
Yeah, there's always a twist.
Like, it was a formula. Yeah. It's like Home Alone.
Like, yeah, well, that was like what killed him, I think, is just like people were expecting that. And so then he was like, well, I have to do that. And there's just no good way to organically do that every single movie you make. So
yeah, there is another movie.
Is there
one? Isn't it like old?
Old yeah, that. I was going to say, is that M. Night as well?
Yeah, that's M. Night. That looks crazy. Like, not crazy enough for me to go to theaters and get COVID over it. And I'll tell you what, though, Shang-Chi is coming out, and they're only going to release that in theaters.
Is it because of the whole Scarlet suing them? Is that why they're doing that?
I don't know. Soph, what do you think?
I honestly, I think
don't want to say anything about
it. I think it's like a more than just that, though. I think they're just kind of like trying to test the waters to see if this big Marvel blockbuster is able to get, like, you know, the right. It's like they're testing.
Will it drag people out of their homes to go watch this? Can it do it? And I see, as Delta rips around the world.
Like, he's not as big as Scarlett Johansson, so he doesn't have
make as much as convenience, man.
Yeah, he's not going to have the same deals that ScarJo had on Black Widow, so he probably doesn't even get residuals from that film.
Nah, probably not.
It's his first Marvel movie. For example, ScarJo in the first Iron Man she did didn't get residuals because she was just like newer. But then when they seen that she had a draw, that's when she started like making more and more.
Yeah. I find that interesting though, like, but I guess it's just the pandemic just happened and it didn't work out for them. But like, apparently they didn't.
Won't they lose out on money by not having it on Disney as well? Because like, say my scenario, I can't go out anywhere.
Yeah.
So I can't pay to even go to the theaters, but I can pay and watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Whereas in my scenario, I can go out somewhere, but whether I should or not, it's another thing entirely. there is that. I'm actually wondering, like, too, like, because with this HBO Max thing, they're how they're like, we're just going to release these things on the day they're released for free, on top of your subscription, obviously, but that whether or not that's actually hindering them or not. I suspect that they've got more subscribers as a result. And hopefully that results in, like, quality TV shows on the streaming platform, but they probably got hit pretty hard. I'm suspecting anyway. There's something about, I guess, going to a theater and watching movies, and there's a lot of money to be made there. But I don't know. I'm not in the industry, so.
But I thought theaters themselves. I thought they lose a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, they do, because they have to make it up with the food.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they cost so much. Yeah, concessions. Yeah, that's why you got to bring your backpack, pack it up nice with all your food. Or eat ahead of time.
Chinese
food. Yeah, Quantical Wook. Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Are you allowed to do that there now? No. Or do they still ban that?
Oh, it depends on the... If you're watching Star Wars, they will check your bag for cameras and shit. Like, if it's a really big one, they check your shit. Yeah. I remember lining up for something. I'm like, why are we lining up? We're just going to watch Force Awakens or something. And then it's like, oh, we got to make sure you're not carrying any recording devices. I'm like, everyone has a phone.
Yeah, so. I know, a phone, exactly.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the mic won't be as good. But you're not expecting much. You're not expecting much. It's a cam in the theater. So, but yeah, like I don't know. I'm all for, like, watching it at home though. As a consumer, as a little person, I don't care much for, like, the loss of money for these big industries. Disney, oh, you're losing all your money, boo, Disney. sorry, soft. Anyway,
Julius is just like boo,
with all your money, Disney. But yeah, like, yeah, I, but for me, it's like, I want the option. Like, if this is going to be the norm, like, I want this to be the option that we can have. And honestly, I am going to go out and see Shang-Chi in the theater though. Like, because Asians, you put Asians on, I'm like, I'm fucking there. Like, I'm going to support my people.
Going out. Yeah.
So this is what Disney's banking on. All the Asians are coming out and watching this movie. Hey, there's a lot of Asians, right? They're going to go watch movies. They're like watching movies with Asians. I reckon that's probably what's going to happen. But yeah, I'm going to be a little sad after this year's over because HBO Max's thing was only for this year, and he releases during this year, which includes Dune, which I'm looking forward to. Ooh, with yes. Unstable character actor David Malkian. I have to look at it to read it. But yeah, like, after this year, I think it's over, unless they want to extend that further because things aren't looking up. So what a random aside there. Any other thoughts? I guess, what would you give it out of 10, this movie? What is your, Joe, since you probably have a number already?
Probably an 8. Even an 8. Yeah.
It's a good number.
Pretty solid.
Harley Quinn, what do you give it? 11 out of 10. That would sound like Penguin.
Yeah, what was that? I would give it a 10 out of 10. No. I think 8 is... I actually was thinking like 7 or 8, but then I remembered Helios isn't like odd numbers, so we'll do an 8.
Ooh, she did it for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
69 out of 10.
Oh my god.
I mean, I give it an 8 too, actually. Like, it's not... Actually, I don't even know what I give 10s to. Like, because I always find...
Tenant is a 10.
Because it's in the name. It's in the title. But yeah, 8 is pretty good. And also, like, this rewatchable, I laughed a lot. It had that thing going for it that I thought I had in Black Widow. Like, when we started watching Black Widow, when David Harbour threw the trailer thing up, and I was like, yeah! And then it went downhill from there for me, for Black Widow. But this one, when they when Boomerang like sliced the head open, I was like, oh, I'm all in for this. And then I was just laughing the whole time. And I had a good time. So 8 out of 10, which is really good, in my opinion. Some people are like 7.5, that sounds shit. But then 8, oh, that's great. Wonder why that is. Why is 7.5 like shit? It's so close to 8.
There you go. Number.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Odd number.
And there's a point.
Odd numbers will get you.
What is this dot? And Helios, what do you reckon?
I was going to say an 8 out of 10 as well. I think it just had a really great balance of like humor, characters, and just like, I guess even some social commentary. Good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like a good social commentary. America being the bad guys.
No, who was the bad guy to me? John Cena.
I mean, that was the point, yeah.
your fave.
Yeah. Killing it's funny. Rick Flag.
Oh, random other thing too, like there was a lady in the, what do you call it? Their office where Viola Davis was.
Mm.
There was like this lady there, and I was like, oh, she has lines and stuff. Like, what's going on here? And I was like, and she's kind of all right. So I looked her up. Turns out she's James Gunn's girlfriend. And oh.
The glasses?
No, the blonde one.
Blonde one, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, the one that knocked out Viola Davis.
No, that was the one with the glasses. There's a blonde lady, blonde white lady, if I need to clarify further, that she had a few lines. Like, there's a part where that Bloodsport like gets the pen and goes to what's her name's neck, but then he goes like, she's like, but and then, or something like that, and then she had that one line. I was like, why does she get a line? I was like, oh, it's because girlfriend of the director.
She was in that like post credit scene too. So
she was, and that means also because they said like they got to handle the Peacemaker guy, so that IT stereotype, plus her, they're gonna be the team that controls him, and that he basically guaranteed her a job for that TV show. So I'm like, wow, well, that's how you hook up your like your partners, I guess. Like,
even if their relationship mates. Doesn't last, she has like job security.
She's got a unless it's tied into, as long as he. Like, there's probably some weird proviso.
Jennifer Holland. Yeah. Jennifer Holland is the name. Yeah,
Jennifer Holland.
And then on her IG, she's got here Emilia Harcourt at the Suicide Squad and at HBO Max Peacemaker.
Damn. See, that's all she got.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I think that's really cool, though. I mean, I didn't think she was bad. I was just more like something like, because she stuck out more than the others. Aside from that IT nerd dude, and I'm like, what's her deal? And then I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense now. Felicity said, all aboard the 8 out of 10 train. I agree. Yeah, 8 out of 10s all around. And also because no one likes a 7.5.
Yeah, and I thought 9 was a bit too much. I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, 8.5, whoa, settle down. Hold your horses, man.
That's also pretentious. Don't give me halves. Yeah,
no halves.
Hey, did you even look that up yet, Noel, what it means?
What means pretentious. I know what it means. I'm just joking. But do you? Yeah, I mean, I can't. I won't be able to tell you at the same time. Sometimes you just feel it. I was watching random aside. I was watching Ramen Girl of all movies yesterday.
What the hell is that?
Because like a mate of ours was watching it. That is such a dumb movie. Don't watch it. It's with Brittany Murphy. It's Brittany Murphy, rest in peace. She goes to Japan with her boyfriend, and then the boyfriend breaks up with her, and then the next thing you know, she wants to start making ramen, and she's learning at some ramen shop. And the whole time, she doesn't learn Japanese. Like, she has a book out, she's like, I don't understand. And then the whole time I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for the Asian with the sage advice that's gonna show up. And then she does, this old lady. And what she says, she's speaking in Japanese though. She goes, I don't understand, but I can feel it. Like, no. What you say? I'm like, what the fuck is this movie?
Oh,
But yeah,
I thought you were gonna say she was just like okay, and then like she understood all of it somehow.
Yeah, she somehow understood Japanese or something. The whole time she never learned a like a drop of Japanese.
She just
anyway, that's like, random aside. Yeah, Ohio. But they, yeah, they didn't. Yeah, and let's review Ramen Girl next episode.
Jeez, how about not?
But yeah, cool. And so, moral of the story is: make sure your girlfriend at the time, if you're a director, they get you roles. Like, any other thoughts on the movie while we're here?
So, are they going to do a sequel?
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, I know DC confirmed that they're going to work with James Gunn in the future on future movies. They didn't really confirm a sequel.
Well, I heard, speaking of, because I spoke about it before, the Gotham City Sirens thing. So it's like Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and Catwoman, I want to say. Because they're apparently they're the main trio. And apparently they're making a movie for that the David Ayer guy was on. But now apparently James Gunn's on to direct that one instead. For obvious reasons. but yeah, that's what I heard. That's what's in the pipeline, other than this Peacemaker thing. But I guess it's funny because they came up with the Peacemaker show during filming, right? Is that right?
James Gunn had wrote it during Peacemaker show was his COVID like project that he did when he was stuck in the house.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Cool. Yeah. What did you do while you were at home?
Nothing.
I got nothing. Drank. Yeah. I mean, that's really true. I drank and ate.
I tried so many stupid things, and none of them I was good at. So.
None of them led to me directing a Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah, none of them, in fact, were lucrative enough to.
It worked out for me. I drank my way to Marvel Studios.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Yeah, you did.
Hold up, is that how that works? Come on now.
Man, I think you also have to live in Atlanta and be in the film, know people in film.
Like, yeah.
We know you. Why aren't you helping us?
No pressure or anything.
No pressure, I'm joking, but if you do.
Off air.
Actually, no, we're pushing for her win. We're pushing for her win.
Well, wash your
comment. We're putting in a good word for her win.
And I don't know if you know, he lost like Herwin went for a role in Shang-Chi because they were filming it in Sydney. And it was like some random one where this dude throws keys at the valet. That he was going to be that guy. He was second in line. He could have got, he was so close.
Could have been the guy.
He could have been that guy. I'm going to.
Commercials too.
What was that, sir? There could have been commercials.
Commercials, yeah.
Yeah, they would.
Well, that's
actually, I've seen that in the trailer. They actually showed someone catching the keys. That could have been Herwin. I'm just gonna look for that. That's why I'm watching Shang-Chi, just to look for that scene that Herwin could have been.
You're like, man, Herwin could have done better at this. No offense to whoever got it.
Man, he's even got the jump shot. He can do it. He can throw some keys.
God.
Cool. On that note, how long have we gone for? Like an hour and a bit.
An hour 13.
Nice and easy one. That is it for us this episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave a like, comment, and subscribe. Please check out the rest of our content on YouTube, where we have other episodes of bonus content as well, like Yena, our weekly Trash and Hype Beast that drops every Wednesday Pacific time. If you have any questions, would like to join us on the podcast, or would like to suggest any topics for us to review, you can do so at courtsidetheory@gmail.com or add us on Instagram at courtsidetheory. You can also drop into our Discord to chat with us and play games. The invite link is in the podcast description. Where can people find you, Johan?
JC Hooks 18 on Instagram.
He's like at my house right now.
I'm at my house.
Trying to take a nap.
There's people in your window. Yeah. And where can people find you, Brittany? In Wisconsin.
At my house, trying to take a nap. Drinking my way to Marvel Studios. Yeah, hey. No, I'm kidding. I am on Instagram. It's bling bling. There's an E at the end. If that helps, probably not.
Yeah.
In America, we call it bling bling.
with a South African accent. Like,
that was, I don't know. Should I do it as Harley Quinn? In America, we call it bling bling.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And Helios, where people can people find you? You changed your Instagram handle too.
God, I guess my Instagram right now is often unelightened.
What did you change?
It's a really bad pun, but I fucking love it. Or I love it.
That's right. I was swearing anyway before. Too late. And you can find me at the Doctor on Instagram. It's funny, I was joking about how we're mostly staying at home. I'm actually going to Hawaii next week, so bye. So I won't be around. I don't know if Joe and her would want to do something else next week. We'll talk about it and we'll announce it. Thanks so much for coming in, Helios and Brittany. You guys are awesome. It's always good to have you guys on. Always good fun. Always good to have you. Get us a job at Marvel, at Disney.
Yeah.
I will voice some random Asian thing.
We love you, Disney.
We love you, Disney.
Put that lowering thing on again and be like, I know why.
Ignore what I said about you guys having less of money. I would like some of your money, Disney.
Hey, Disney, I'll even do stuff for free as long as I get that Disney cred.
Oh.
It would take you off on that. You wouldn't even get the cred at the end. Actually, I'm looking forward to seeing like Helios's name on the credits for upcoming projects. Really looking forward to seeing that. It's gonna be soft boy. It's just gonna say soft boy. And it's in italics. It's not even text, it just whispers into the speakers. We're embarrassing him. Well, yeah, until next time.
I'm trying to get out of here.
Hey, good night. Good night, Felicity. Thanks for coming in. And thanks for Nezuko, who was in here a second ago. I don't know if she's still around. Until next time, guys, thanks for coming out. Remember, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peace.
Peace.